Over 200,000 Chinese international students study in the United States each year, drastically altering the makeup of universities across the country. The film, Imported from China, features the personal stories of several Chinese international college students at Michigan State University as they navigate life in America. But the film focuses on more than just the transition to college life. It goes into depth about topics like cultural differences, stereotypes, and growing relationships between China and the United States. We're joined now by MSU academic specialist Troy Hale and associate professor Jerry Alumet-Zeldes. They are the co-directors of Imported from China, and they join me now in the studio to discuss their film. Welcome back, Troy, and welcome, Jerry.
Thanks. Good morning. Thank you.
Jerry, we've already briefly touched on the trend of Chinese international students coming to the U.S. for education, but how dramatic is the increase in Chinese international students been here in East Lansing?
Oh, it's multifold. You just take a look at the demographics. In 2006, there were only 96 undergraduate students from China. This semester, there will be around 1,000. So we're talking about 1 in 8 undergraduate students, new students from China. So it's dramatic.
And 200,000 nationwide, Troy Hale, hardly it's not a phenomenon that's unique to Michigan State.
No. And Chinese international students are the number one, China's the number one country where international students come from.
And in this film, you mainly focus on two Chinese students. Let's start with Jing. Jerry, tell me about Jing.
Oh, Jing is a wonderful young woman. We caught up with her 2 years ago. We started this film
two years ago.
Yes, okay. When she was a junior, and she graduated last December. She, during her first year, had issues with a roommate and was pretty isolated. But she quickly learned that this is not the type of education that she wanted. So she then went out and made friendships, joined organizations.
Not the kind of education she wanted. How so? Wrong major, or was it more complicated than that?
You know, and I'm glad that you asked that question, because she did change her major, which was an issue. She went from a finance degree to supply chain management, and I thought that was quite clever, because that is one of the top bachelor degrees here at MSU. But in terms of her interpersonal relationships, she went out and made friends from the international community, and she made American friends. Those are the types of things that she consciously made those types of decisions her sophomore year, because she didn't want to just have friendships with other Chinese students, which she had done during her freshman year.
So she made an overt effort to really reach out to other, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. And the other Chinese student that you focus on is Jeff. Tell me about Jeff and why did you choose to pair Jeff's story with Jing's story?
Okay, your first question is, Jeff happened to be the only student. We sent out a call through Director Briggs, Peter Briggs of the Office of International Students and Scholars, a call to all incoming freshmen 2 years ago. And out of those thousand, Jeff was the only one who replied. And we concentrated on 5 people. We chose Jeff because he is funny, he is articulate, he is smart, and he also had an interesting, peculiar relationship with his roommate that we wanted to focus on. So after the film evolved, after year one, we looked back at all the people that we had covered, and we decided to pick the two who were most different as a means of contrast.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, we have a clip here from the film. This is Jeff, who we just spoke about, and his American roommate, Jake.
When I go to bed, he is still playing computer game. It's kind of annoying me a lot. In Chinese, we didn't, for polite, I didn't need to talk him about what I'm feeling. Maybe, I hope he can feel this, but I think American, if you don't tell him, he will never know what you are thinking about.
Anytime I've witnessed him being frustrated, I don't know what he's being frustrated with, or maybe there are occasions where he is frustrated, and I just don't know he's frustrated because whenever he expresses himself, almost always it's in Chinese.
So those don't sound like uncommon barriers that new students to university life face, but you do get a sense of the challenges they face.
Yeah, and what you don't hear sometimes is the cultural misunderstandings too, because what Jeff is saying is, I hope he can feel that I'm, you know, and that's what their culture would do. They would be able to feel that somebody was uncomfortable, where Americans need to be told a little bit more.
Are important cultural exchanges taking place, Jerry? Or are these challenges a common feature of the landscape?
I think there are, in a micro level, yes, important intercultural relationships occurring, because mm-hmm. We have found that in following these students, they have tried to make relationships. Some of them haven't been as successful as others, but others where they have been able to break the barrier of language have ended up making some really life-lasting friends.
What's the takeaway from the film? Do you address a particular problem or challenge in enough detail that there is a takeaway like that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the takeaway is understanding different cultures is important. I mean, I was an international student for 6 years of my life, and it's very easy to just kind of group with people that you relate to. You know, I grouped with a bunch of Americans when I lived in Brazil. But learning about the countries, learning about the cultures, makes you a much more rounded person.
Jerry, in the film, you point out several stereotypes that Chinese international students are contending with. They're all rich. They all drive nice cars. They only make friends with Chinese students. Where do these stereotypes come from, and how do they impact these students?
Some of them come from the media, naturally. And some of them come from the observations that students are having. True, there are a lot of Chinese international students.
It can't be inexpensive to send a kid halfway around the world to college. Yeah, so I mean, there's some degree of affluence that does play a role in this.
Yes, but I think students have to understand that there are varying levels. I mean, you do have the affluent Chinese international student, but you also have the student who comes to us, he is the only child in their family, have parents, two sets of grandparents, who have spent the last couple decades saving up for this child's education. And there are, yes, varying degrees of economics of these students. And I think that to superficially say that all Chinese students are rich, it's false.
Way oversimplified.
Yep.
Beyond stereotypes, Troy, your film also points out an instance of hostile vandalism that took place at MSU. Explain what happened to the cars of several Chinese students over this past summer.
Well, and I think this goes back to the stereotype that all the Chinese students drive nice cars, et cetera, et cetera. And there was a case of vandalism where a bunch of cars were spray painted in a parking lot near campus. So obviously there was somebody watching this apartment complex and making sure that these were Chinese international students, and then they went and vandalized their car.
Let's take a listen to how this incident impacted the Chinese students.
In the morning, I went to take the bus to school, and then I just saw my car with the orange paint on it, and I can obviously tell there is an F word on it.
From some of the signs that they did to our car, it looks like they're targeting the Chinese people, because some of the signs says, go back to China.
I was just really shocked, and I felt like insecure, like right after this happened.
Do you feel safe?
For now, not really.
Jerry, why do you think that happened?
There are people on campus who have a reaction toward others or difference. And we've seen it in the history of our country. When a new group comes to the United States, there are some You know, there's a degree of apprehension, and those acts of violence may be just an outward show of that apprehension and just ignorance of who those students are.
Troy, you've said you believe you're on the edge of the story with yeah. this film. Explain what you mean.
Well, when we originally started this, I mean, we saw the trend happening, and as we did the project, more and more stories in the media are coming out. More and more Chinese students are coming over to the U.S. to study. So I think we're just in the middle of this. So the nice thing is we have this product that is able to explain what's going on, especially to other universities that are going through the same thing.
Do we have any kind of handle on how high the Chinese student population is apt to become at Michigan State in coming years? Did that come out in the process of making this story?
We haven't seen a forecast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we do know that the number of Chinese international students mirrors that of last year. So if you just go by those two points, maybe it's flatlining.
Okay. Melanie Foster, who served on the MSU Board of Trustees and is running again for the board, joined us on Current State last week. She said that the increase in admissions to out-of-state and international students to MSU was a troubling trend because it displaces in-state students who already come from diverse backgrounds who want to attend. In making this film, did you run into anything like that attitude?
We didn't run into the attitude. We did have that was brought up. And Peter Briggs said that no qualified in-state student was not being left out.
Oh, really? Okay.
So he said qualified in-state students were getting into MSU.
There is this financial advantage to out-of-state and international students. To what extent is that fueling this trend?
I'm sorry, what a financial advantage
right.
for MSU?
Yes, exactly.
If you look at some of the numbers, I believe in Karen Fisher's article in the Chronicle of Higher Education, she mentions that international students are bringing in $50 million to MSU in comparison to students from Michigan. It's large. It's a significant number. If you look at the numbers, and there are all sorts of numbers, but if you look at the contributions of Chinese international students financially last year, it's about $18 billion to the U.S. economy and has been named by some politicians as a huge factor in our economic improvement.
How do you see the larger conflicts between the United States and China as countries, as major players on the world stage? Do you see that kind of mirrored in the experiences of some of the two students that you followed or any others, Troy?
Well, I think this is part of it. The larger idea of the U.S. and China relationship, I think, is why there's so many Chinese international students coming over here to study, because business-wise, we're going to be dealing with each other in the future, and that's one of the quotes we have on the front of the poster that we have. Mm-hmm. It's all about we're going to be dealing with each other for the next 20 years, so let's figure out how to make this work.
Conflicts like these can erupt even amongst students from the very same ethnic groups who speak the same languages, though. How much difference is there between, two white students could be utterly incompatible. Who knows? From the same high school, they could come and decide to become roommates and decide that it's just not working. How much importance in the end do we assign to this Chinese-U.S. dynamic?
Well, I mean, some of it is cultural misunderstandings. Mm. So it's, in the U.S. we were brought up this way. We went to baseball games and, we ate apple pie, whatever it is, our cultural stereotypes. We have that in our background where the Chinese students don't have that. So sometimes it's just a misunderstanding. I luckily for me, because I've lived in other countries, I can see that a little bit more clearly because I've been on the opposite side of that. But with an American that's only lived in one city their whole lives, being thrown in with a Chinese roommate, that is quite a cultural shock.
Yeah. MSU academic specialist Troy Hale works in telecommunication information studies and media department here at Michigan State. Jerry Alumet-Zeldis is an associate professor in the journalism school. The pair are co-directors of the documentary Imported from China. The film premieres tonight at 6 at Michigan State University's Communication Arts and Sciences building. Thanks, Jerry. Thanks, Troy.
Thanks. Thank you.